You guys asked me last time if each draft pick had a chance to start. This one probably doesn't. We picked Brett Hundley, quarterback, UCLA. Really excited about it. Big athletic guy, strong arm, a lot of upside. Expected him to get drafted a lot higher. Fortunate that he was there.
So is this a long-term sort of pick where you're hoping to coach him up for a couple years and then parlay that into something bigger down the road, I guess, or what is the long-term thinking?
That wasn't talked about a whole lot. I mean, we like the player. We like the prospect. Felt like he would have a chance to come in and compete, to be Aaron's backup, and the value is there. I think we got good value in the trade with New England.
Your dad, though, with Matt and with Brooks, made those kinds of moves, developed a guy behind Brett, and then was able to parlay it into more picks. Nothing like that discussed?
We didn't really discuss that, just like the player.
Elliot, how did you get this deal where you only have to give up a seventh?
They actually called us, so it ended up working out.
They actually called you looking to add another pick?
Mm-hmm.
Is that typical? Someone wants something at the end, maybe?
Yeah, it can be typical. I mean, it depends on everyone's board. I mean, we're always working the phones, go up, go back. Most of the time it doesn't come to fruition, but this time it did.
How much thought, Elliot, is given into how Mike runs an offense and how this quarterback will fit that?
Oh, quite a bit. Obviously Mike's a really good quarterback coach, and, so's Alex Van Pelt and Tom Clements. So we discuss with all of them, quarterback probably more so than some of the other positions, whether they like him or not.
What jumped out with Hundley most when you watched him?
He's got rare athletic ability. He's a big guy. He's got big hands, strong arm. He was pretty productive, at a big-time place. And he's really smart. He was good in our interview at the Combine. He's all football.
Elliot, sorry to ask you this again, but, Winston and Mariota, was he next for you guys at quarterback?
I don't want to get into that, really.
Okay. Figured I was about to try.
Not that you need him to play, but how close is he to being an NFL quarterback? I know that large lot of the spread guys need so much work. Is he?
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's completely developmental. I mean, like I said, he's played at a big-time program. Their offense is obviously different from ours, but you can see all the big-time throws that he can make. Mechanically, that's more of a question for the coaches than me, but they were encouraged by his development.
What is accuracy right now?
I think it's good. His ball placement isn't always consistent, but I don't exactly know what his completion percentage was this year, but, there were some games where if he got into rhythm, he was pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. Yep, he's good. He's really athletic and can do that type of thing.
You guys were obviously interested in him or you wouldn't have drafted him, but could you have seen him having a chance to be there in the fifth round?
No, I was shocked. Yep.
Despite it being from a big-time program, how much can you expect from this kid in reading defenses, which you see at that level in college?
I would say that's probably one of the things he's going to have to work on a little bit. But I don't know UCLA's system. I don't know their terminology and all that kind of stuff. So, that's one thing that we'll find out when he gets here. We like to look at a lot of his physical traits and how he plays the game and how he plays a position, and those were the things that we really liked.
Elliot, do you think quarterbacks have to be a different type of player now than maybe when you were a kid sitting in the draft room? This guy, not only he obviously can throw it, but he's a pretty sick athlete too. Do you think that the position is vastly different than?
Yeah, I mean, there's not as many big kind of statue guys that just stand in the pocket and run eye formation and all that kind of stuff. He's definitely athletic and he can run.
Was there any particular area, Elliot, where watching from when he was first a starter at UCLA to this last year, where you saw his game improve the most, or something that jumped out about his development?
I didn't watch a lot of film of his. His first couple years, we mostly just kind of focused on the last year, especially at the quarterback position, because that's when they're going to be the most polished.
You guys and Mike just hate turnovers. I mean, you threw 5 picks last year. Is that something that stands out to you, just that decision-making?
Yeah, obviously, you know, turnovers are a critical factor in wins and losses, so that's something that we are cognizant of.
So, Elliot, what was your first impression of him when you got a chance to sit down with him and talk with him a little bit?
Of Hundley?
Yeah.
I kind of thought he was a football nerd. He was really engaging. I thought he knew his offense front and back. He was eager to please, and you know, he didn't want to talk about anything other than football. So it was pretty impressive.
Yeah.